Two really significant pier projects opened in the county today, and I was delighted to be able to open them. We saw €1.7 million invested in Port Salon, which has significantly enhanced the pier, extended it, and also delivered significant repairs to it. It had been undermined for a number of years and was in danger of becoming eroded. And this €1.7 million investment has completely transformed it and means that it'll be a really strong pier serving Port Salon and the area onto the Swilly for many years to come. And then we also opened in Bunbeg, just under €1 million spent in installing new pontoons right along the wall of the harbour, which has made it much more accessible for all vessels, whether it's fishing or whether it's leisure, or indeed for the Gola and Tory ferry to be able to utilise. So two really good projects, and it represents and there's two projects out of over 25 which we've seen delivered by Donegal County Council with funding from my own department over the last three four years, and many more to open in the next period of time. And in total, out of the national funding that's been spent in the last 3 years, which has amounted to €47 million, €28 million of that has come to projects across the county, which means that we're able to see projects completed like the two fantastic ones today in Port Salon and Bunbeg.
And what effect do you think these will have on the local industry in these areas?
Well, it means now that the piers are of a really high quality and very secure, and it means that boats that are using them either for fishing or for leisure or for angling as well are in a position to do so. And indeed, you have a really strong pieces of infrastructure in both these ports now, which people can plan for and hopefully maybe see new activities at both Bunbeg and Port Salon grow as well. Donegal County Council manages many, many piers and harbours across the county, and I want to compliment the staff of the council in terms of their work, not just in these two piers, but on the others which are underway at the moment as well, and also the workmanship of the companies involved in delivering both of these projects to the really strong pieces of infrastructure which will be around for many years to come.